My guest today on Piano Jazz is soprano saxophonist Paul Winter. He's one of the pioneers of world music, incorporating the sounds of nature and wildlife in his music. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Marion.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Pretty good. It's so nice of you to come and do our show.
What a great pleasure for me.
I don't know where to start talking to you about things. You've done so much, and maybe we should just go right into a tune. What do you think about that?
That'd be fine by me.
Okay, what shall we do?
I'd love to play My One and Only Love.
That's a great song. And we've got Gary Mazzarappi on bass and Glenn Davis on drums, so we have a nice little group.
All right.
How did you get started playing? Were you a little, boy?
In my town in Altoona, Pennsylvania, there was a lot of music. There was some heritage in my family. With my grandfather had been a band leader in the Civil War, if you can believe that, way back there.
He really?
Was only 17 when he enlisted. And so from his heritage and the music store he started in Altoona, there was always music around, and I started actually with drums and flunked the audition for the first grade orchestra and the grade school orchestra in the first year. So I moved to piano and then clarinet and eventually sax, and we had little bands, a little German band, and then a dance band.
A German band?
Yeah, we played oompa tunes and told jokes. We had tuba, clarinet, cornet, and trombone.
And told jokes?
Well, we told some of the worst jokes you could ever imagine.
And so then when did you get into more jazz?
Well, I was hearing the big bands, and this is in the late 40s, and loving that music very much. And so we started a dance band when we got to junior high school, and called the Silver Liners, because we used Look for the Silver Lining as our theme song. Oh. And so that, of course, led to jazz. And by the time I got out of high school, I was hearing all those great small groups of the 50s, and heard Bird and Jerry Mulligan's band and Brubeck and Miles. And so then in college, I was a confirmed bebopper.
It sounds like you would be hearing all those people. So then, when did your music start to change into more environmental music?
It was kind of a natural expansion of the journey of adventures we were having in different places in the world and with different cultures. And in 1968, I heard the recordings of the humpback whales, and that really opened for me the door to what I call this greater symphony of the earth.
It would be wonderful if we could hear some of that now.
Would love to. There's a piece that we do that is based on an 8-note theme from a humpback whale, notes that I can play on soprano sax, and we've put human harmonies to accompany what really is the melodic composition of some anonymous humpback whale.
Okay.
Paul Sullivan will accompany me, and this is called A Lullaby from the Great Mother Whale for the Baby Seal Pups.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
when did you get the idea to go to the Grand Canyon?
You know, it started way, way back. And the first tour that I did to California with my jazz sextet in 1963, and I stopped at the canyon, and like everybody does when they go out there. And I remember sitting on the edge of the South Rim and playing my horn and listening as the echoes just disappeared in that sea of air between me and the North Rim 13 miles away. But I remember wondering if there weren't some amazing echoes at the bottom of the canyon, a mile below where I was sitting, if you would go down there to play. And about 10 years later, I came back through, and I hiked partway down into the canyon, found some echoes, had the idea of bringing our whole band down there on one of the mule trains with the cello and the drums strapped on the mules and seeing what we could find in terms of acoustics. 7 years beyond that, we finally came to the canyon, but not on mules, however, having found out in the meantime that a better way to see the entire length of the 279 miles of the canyon is on the Colorado River by raft. So we embarked on the first of what became four river rafting recording expeditions.
My goodness.
To make an album about the canyon. And this particular piece was born in a unique side canyon that we found on our fourth trip that has a 7-second reverberation, and it's so lovely to play there that since the side canyon had no name on the map, we thought we would coin our own name. So we called it Box Canyon, but spelling it B-A-C-H apostrophe S. And I for a long time dreamed of going back and making a solo album in those acoustics, and finally got the chance. And this piece grew out of that experience. It's a series of themes that evolve over kind of a somewhat repeated chordal sequence, like the Chaconne form that Bach used. So we call this Canyon Chaconne.
Well, I can't wait to hear this piece.
All right.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the Friends of Piano Jazz at NPR.